Good morning, is Lloyd available?
This is Lloyd.
Hey Lloyd, this is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. And I don't want to take up much of your time here. I was just given a quick follow-up call. We mailed out a couple of offers to the business. It looks like mid last month for equipment financing, working capital loans, and lines of credit. And we're just circling back to see if you had received those. I wanted to introduce myself to you. See if you had any questions or needs at this point in the year.
Yeah, possibly. I will, if you'll send me, could you send me an email and I'll forward it to the appropriate people so they can reach out to you?
Certainly, certainly. What would be the most efficient email to do that?
Lloyd, Lloyd, at mmdsmobile.com.
Mobile.com. And was it an equipment need or an operational capital need or?
We actually, about four, let's see, 2000, May 2011, I had two small businesses that combined were doing maybe 2 million a year. Now we've just opened up a lab and we have about a total of 12 businesses. They're all separate entities, but all one business.
Right.
And we're probably doing 18 to 20 million a year.
Nice.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, we're growing and we're adding new equipment. We're having to, most of our income is from Medicare. So we'll go in, like, for example, we expanded into Kentucky and we've invested about $400,000 and don't expect to receive any payment for another month at the very earliest. So what we're doing is we're taking all of our profits and using it for growth, but we just also bought a business. So the first year we started in Kentucky, we bought a business in Virginia, we bought a business in Florida, and that it takes several months for the income to catch up. Good thing is that we have business instantly. It's just there's a lag time in payment.
Yeah,
So
there's
we're
like a
really looking for, yeah, we're just looking for, we'll do like working capital. We're looking for, just a partner or someone that can help us grow in that way and not have to get stressed out about,
certainly.
reimbursement.
So basically like bridge loans in between, because it sounds like it's like net 60 or net 90 for your payment, getting reimbursed.
In it's traditionally yes, but what it is, yeah, I mean, essentially, but like in Kentucky, we had to go in and get credentialed with the state, which we did, and they told us to start work immediately. What we do is mobile X-ray and ultrasound and blood lab, and so we go to nursing homes and patients' homes and take X-rays, do ultrasounds, draw their blood.
That's great.
Yeah, well, so we went to Kentucky. The state approved us. They said start working, and then they said they will send all of our information to Medicare, and Medicare will get us credentialed immediately. Everything we have done to this point was after we applied with Medicare. So we will get once Medicare gives us the our provider number, then we'll be able to bill. Then about a month from there, we'll get paid. But Medicare's taking a long time to give us that number, so it's going to be about 6 months operating, and we're doing right now. We're doing about, I think it's about $80,000 a month in
Wow.
revenue. Yeah, in Kentucky alone.
That's exciting.
Yeah, but our payroll is 40-something thousand a month right now.
Okay.
Our total overhead. So we're gonna, we'll spend, 240 before we see a dime. So that's kind of where we need help.
Okay. Yes. That's right up our alley. What I can do is, put together an email. Would you be the one that would be making this decision? Is there people above, is there a collective group of people that would be making this decision together?
No, I'm the owner of the company.
Okay. Okay. What I can do is just put together an email of the highlight reel of the offer that we had mailed out originally. It looks like you haven't received it with regards to our working capital program. Now, were there any equipment needs there as well, or are you guys
There
doing
are
that
always
part?
equipment needs. We purchase vehicles and X-ray machines. When I say X-ray machines, it's two pieces. It's the actual piece that generates radiation, and then the device. It's a digital device that it's called a DR, and it receives the radiation, turns it to an image, and then we email it to our radiologist.
Wow,
Or
that
not
sounds
email
cool.
it. They log into it. I'm sorry, we don't email it. But yeah, so there for the X-ray, it's like 20 or that's 32,000 1,000 a pop, and we're averaging about 4 a week right now.
Wow. Okay. So we definitely, you know, our bread and butter product is equipment financing, and we work at a very expedited rate as well. So if you're bringing on machines at that, you know, rapid of a pace, I think we could, you know, definitely do something for you there.
Yeah, we'd like to do both. We'd like a relationship where we could do both. That would be that'd be ideal. So
okay,
we would,
yeah,
you know, if you help us out with a bridge loan or whatever you called it,
mm-hmm,
so that every time because we're continuously growing, if you help us out in that respect, you know, I understand, at least I think I do, that the leasing is going to be more beneficial to you, I guess, profit-wise. And is that true?
I believe so. It's a little bit of each. The most important thing is once, you know, that relationship is established, things can move a lot quicker. The rates get better. It's beneficial for everybody involved, basically.
We have good relationships. I haven't really reached out to any of these people, but we have relationships with Balboa Capital.
Okay, I'm familiar with them.
Envision, Alliance.
Okay.
And Leaf. Those four companies. One of those companies has been working with for 15 years.
Okay.
Another 14. Yes, that's the first company we started working for.
They've been around for a while. Well, very familiar.
Yeah, and then once they had some of their employees leave and start new companies or help start new companies,
mm-hmm,
like Envision and Alliance,
yeah,
then we started working with them as well. So, and then there's Priority Capital.
Okay, yep, familiar with all of them.
Yeah, we have good relationships. We just call them. We have our vendors and invoices. Excuse me, and they usually. They'll usually send invoices. The vendors know the leasing people, and they'll just send that, and then the leasing company sends a PO usually the same day, and we get equipment immediately.
Yep, we work in a very, very similar manner.
Very good. Yeah, but we're looking for someone that's very very aggressive as far as helping us fund the bridge between when we start spending and until we start getting paid.
Okay, that we work is a very expedited process as well. You know, there's some information that we would need. Once I receive that, package it for underwriting, and we usually have an offer for our customers within 24 hours. If they like that offer, we can get funds into the account in another 48. So, you know, things can happen inside of a week, you know, normally.
Yeah. Now, we do that with, like, working capital and stuff like that. We'll do that because our margins are so high that instead of, you know, me using all my profit, that it makes sense for us to do the working capital thing quite often, even though the rates aren't that great. But they've continued to decrease because we've done so many of them. But we're looking for something that where we can call you and say, instead of like an immediate need, just call and say, hey, here's what we're projecting, kind of build a partnership there and say, hey, here's how much we're going to spend before we make any money. And that kind of thing, so we can kind of work together on that. We're looking for that type of strategic partner versus just, hey, here's our information, give us, you know, we want you to see what we're doing so it makes sense and we can work together.
You know what, a majority of our business is, you know, returning customers. So we do have it set up in that sense, in similar situations such as your business, where you just give us a couple days heads up, you know, we can make those funds available for you, or just even a larger amount, you take what you want, and then if there's more there that you need, then you can take that as well. Same thing with equipment. You know, once we have that partnership set up, you know, just give us a little heads up, and, you know, we can make things available for you very quickly. Again, we kind of pride ourselves on the fact that we have, you know, return customer business is the majority of our business. So it's, you know, I'd love the opportunity to see if we might be a good fit for you.
Sure. Yeah. Just to let you know, at the lab that we started, we've leased about $3 million worth of equipment for the lab in the past 60 days.
Excellent.
And we're opening a microbiology department in our lab.
Nice.
I don't know if you know what that means, but
I mean, with regards to the microbiology department, what exactly would you be doing?
Well, microbiology basically is our customers, a large amount of the volume that we do for our laboratory is blood and in certain urine tests. But But a lot of the stool and urine samples have to be cultured. That's where you start microbiology. And so microbiology, we take the stool and urine samples, uh-huh. and then we put them in incubators for a week. Okay. And then we have our scientists, they will actually look and examine and determine what cultures are present or what bacteria is present in the culture.
Gotcha. Okay, well, wow, it sounds like you guys are growing at a tremendous rate.
Yeah, the good thing is we have our average customer for radiology is $65,000 a year, and that's nice. Recurring. And then for lab, it's about $110,000 a year, and we have about 400 customers on a waiting list right now.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so we started about a month ago, starting the lab and taking low volumes of specimens just so we can perfect things. Mm-hmm. And so we have customers waiting for us to take them on. So we've got quite a waiting list. So we have the volume. It's just continuously funding things so that we
can keep the process going.
Yeah, I don't have any loans. I have working capital, but I don't have any like long-term loans. I've never went to a bank. I just do I like the short-term things, so they're over with quickly, and it works well because the profit, like I said, is so high.
Exactly.
It gets it off the books. And so.
Yeah, you don't want to pay on something, you know, 2 years, 3 years down the line when the project's been done for a year and a half. That makes perfect sense. You know, that's exactly the way that our loans are designed to work.
Right, and it just keeps our liabilities low.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we like. About any payment we have is directly related to operational expense. Unfortunately,
okay.
We are always way busier than we can truly keep up with, so we never really have underutilized equipment or personnel.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's a good combination so far. Or has
yeah.
been.
Well, shoot. Okay, I will put together this email for you, and then actually I'll add on to that if you wanted to see what we can make available to you, just the other documents they would need. We need to take a look at some bank statements, tax return, and if you did have the contracts of any of the working capital loans current, if you could include those as well. But I'll put it in the email, and then I could package everything for underwriting, and we could probably have an answer for you sometime tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, I definitely appreciate your time today. I'll put my direct dial on there as well, so if there's any questions today at all, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to answer them for you.
That sounds great.
All right, Lloyd. And then again, my name is Zach. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. Keep your eyes peeled for that email. It should be headed your way in about 10, 15 minutes here.
Sounds great.
All righty. And we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks.
Goodbye.